그렇게 해서 뭐 좋네요.
KWHI's broadcast of the Cubs game against Liberty is made possible by the Burnham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is sponsored by Toski Water Well Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Burnham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizens State Bank, BVR Material, Cold Course Food, Burnham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, Glenn College, Tegeler Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Burnham, HEB, Poirier Construction, and Mr. Gaddy's in Burnham. We'll go out to the field and your host Doug Brown after these words from our sponsors.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clearing, and drip line installations, and they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2024 baseball season for the Burnham Cubs and Cubettes and the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
If you're in the Burnham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Take charge. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then play like a champion in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. After the game, head to Mr. Gaddy's in Burnham. You'll never strike out when you're bringing the whole team. Located just off of Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
You need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home. Make Burnham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Burnham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you out to Alumni Field, where it's a cold day outside. We're all nice and toasty in the press box, and it is Burnham Cubettes softball. We're going to play two today. Cubettes taking on Liberty, and then follow that by a game against Danbury to wrap up what's been a very good leadoff classic tournament.
I'll tell you what, it's been a very, very successful tournament for the Burnham Cubettes. They've really played solid softball. They played good defense, and have been able to get timely hitting. What that means is got hits when they needed them. And so it's been a fun tournament so far. It'll be a little bit more interesting this afternoon.
Yeah, it certainly will. The weather conditions, we're playing in 40-degree weather. Wind chill probably down in the upper 30s. And we'll have more of that on our weather update later on in the pregame show. But Cubettes trying to go out and get warmed up and get loose and ready for this next game with the Liberty Lady Panthers. And Cubettes off to a 5-0 start on the season, which got to make Coach very happy.
Oh, no doubt about it. One of the really high points for this Cubette team is all three of her regular pitchers have all done really, really good, solid jobs out there. And I know that impresses Coach Katie Roberts a bunch. I mean, a whole bunch, you know, to see her pitchers throw that well this early.
Absolutely, and we got more to come here on the pregame. And first, though, we're going to send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Throw on your Cubs gear and get ready to cheer. Citizens State Bank is proud to be sponsoring the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball teams. At CSB, we pride ourselves in always stepping up to the plate and putting you first. Not just in banking service, but in the community too, because our hometown is your hometown. Come show your Cub pride alongside of us during the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball games. Citizens State Bank, hitting your standards out of the park since 1925. Local people, making local decisions. Member FDIC.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
All right. Coming back to the Wild Thing from one of my favorite baseball movies, Major League. The Rick Vaughn team.
There you go.
As we get set for this one between the Brenham Cubettes and the Liberty Lady Panthers. And Cubettes, of course, had two more big wins yesterday here at the tournament. In the first game over Santa Fe, they won that one 3-2 in eight innings. And of all things to get a win on, a walk-off bases-loaded walk to win the game.
I tell you what that is, what a way to win a game. But as we always say, Doug, a win is a win.
Yeah. And then the second game, Cubettes in that first inning playing home run derby, two long bombs by Avery Maurer and Annie Beckendorf, and put the Cubettes up at that point 3-1. And Heidi Busker, a great night last night out there in the circle, and those three runs were all she needed.
I tell you what, we talk about those two home runs. The pitcher, she threw two bad pitches all night long.
Yeah.
She had a 3-2 count on Avery Maurer, and she had to come with a strike, and she happened to give her a little bit too good of a strike, and being the hitter that she is, Avery took advantage of it. And, of course, she was ahead in the count on Annie Beckendorf, and thought she was going to try to blow one by her, and she made another mistake. But, yep, you know, after that, she settled down. But, you know, give credit. Then it comes in. That's when Heidi Busker comes in, because she just did an outstanding job. She threw strikes, and when you throw strikes, you're going to get outs.
Absolutely. And a great job there, and that helps improve the Cubettes now to, as we said, 5-0 on the season. And two more games here today to try to see if they can run the tables here in the tournament. And, of course, we're going to have this game, and then the second game is tentatively scheduled for 4 o'clock. We'll see how it goes. The games are on a 1-hour, 40-minute time limit, and then when it hits the time limit, you finish the inning that you're in. So we'll keep you aware of that as we go throughout the afternoon. Meantime, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our Brenham Cubette pregame sponsors.
Coke Horse Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding area, supports the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blend Bucks, and the Lady Bucks, and wishes them good luck in the 2024 season. If you're looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Blinton Buccaneers baseball softball season.
And as we come back here, it's now time for the starting lineups. And the starting lineups are brought to you by the Bank of Brenham. Bank with Bob, the Bank of Brenham. The bank you take with you and the bank you come home to. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham. Local, friendly, mobile, member FDIC. And for the visiting Liberty Panthers, leading things off, playing center field, is Bailey Slack. Batting second will be the shortstop, Kylie Bishop. Batting third, the catcher, Holly Thomas. Batting fourth, third baseman, Bailey Taylor. Batting fifth will be the right fielder, Abby Vickers. Batting sixth will be the first baseman, Abby Key. Batting seventh, pitcher, Brooklyn Taylor. Batting eighth will be the second baseman, Maddie Zeriax. Batting ninth will be the designated player, Marina. Looks like a...
I'm going to say Bergoles.
I think that's French. I think it's actually Bourgeois or something.
Bourgeois? That maybe it, so.
It's French. I think that's. I've got. I'm not completely sure on that. And then she's batting for the left fielder, Ashlyn Cordova. And now for the Brenham Cubettes starting lineup, be same as last night. Avery Mowerly digs off playing shortstop. Batting second will be Hallie Shield playing center field. In the three spot is the first baseman, Kaylin Rodriguez. Batting fourth, left fielder, Sarah Mabee. Batting fifth, third baseman, Annie Beckendorf. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Kaylee Rodriguez. Batting seventh, designated player, Kylie Baker. She'll be hitting for the pitcher, Della Dusinski. Batting eighth, catcher Stella Landry. And batting ninth will be the second baseman, Mackenzie Tiemann. And that is a look at your starting lineups. As we said, brought to you by the Bank of Brenham. More to come here on the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studios. And let's hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
App-
Chapel Ford is proud to be sponsoring Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Blinn Buck Baseball, Blinn Ladybuck Softball, Brenham Cup Baseball, and the Brenham Cadet Softball teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford, Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
And we are back here as we continue on with the pregame. And TL, you got clarification for that on us?
Oh, man, I'm going to tell you what, Doug. You're the best. You are the best. You need to get a raise. We were sitting here fighting over how to pronounce the number 9 hitter. You hit it perfectly.
Bourgeois.
You did great. You did great. Excellent.
All righty. And glad to hear that. And so now we move along to our game time weather update. And our game time weather update brought to you by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees, Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. And currently we have got 48 degrees here at the ballpark. And with the wind chill, feels like 41 outside. And wind is blowing at 18 miles an hour. And so that'll probably play a factor in the course of the game as well. And looking ahead to tonight, supposed to get down to 33 degrees for the overnight temperature. And sunset scheduled for 6:15. No rain in the forecast. And currently we've got humidity at 60%. And that is your game time weather update brought to you by Blinn College. More of the pregame is still to come, but first let's send you back to the studios and let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
H-E-B is an avid supporter of today's youth and proud sponsor of the local sports teams. No store does more to bring Brenham families the very best at great low prices. H-E-B in Brenham has over 300 varieties of cheese, a full-service meat market with experienced meat cutters, plus fresh seafood deliveries daily. There's also over 1,000 wines, an artisan bakery, and hundreds of organics. See their circular for weekly specials and meal deals. They've got it all at H-E-B in Brenham, Highway 290 West and Highway 36 South.
I only did it once.
I never thought it could happen to me.
I thought I was protected.
But everyone is doing it.
We were just goofing off.
I was just being social.
All of a sudden, everything got crazy.
I know I was protected.
Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham. They can fix your virus.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
And back we go here to Alumni Field, where it is day three of the leadoff classic. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And coming up, we've got the Brenham Cubettes and the Liberty Lady Panthers. And also, don't forget, we got our Buccaneer Food Store home run. We're going to be playing on, I think we're up to, is it $40 worth?
$40 today.
$40 worth of gas, almost a full tank.
Getting a full tank, getting close. Gas is going up, you know, yep. So it's... Now, 3 weeks ago, we could have said it had been a fill-up, but not anymore.
No. But nevertheless, we hope you're with us. If you couldn't make it out here to the ballpark and just stay in and curl up, we don't blame you. But we're glad to have you along for the ride here this afternoon. And we're going to be here for both of these games and hopefully get to bring you home two wins. That is going to do it for the pregame show. And we'll be back with our first pitch. But first, I'll send you back to the studio. And let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blim Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced, select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
And we are back in. It's time now for our first pitch of the game. And it'll be Bailey Slack leading things off for Liberty. Della Jasinski in the circle. And Jasinski working to Stella Landry behind the plate, right side of the infield. Kaylin Rodriguez at first. It's Mackenzie Team at second. Left side, Avery Maurer at short. Annie Beckendorf at third. Outfielders from left to right, Sarah Mabee, Hallie Scheel, and Kaylee Rodriguez. And the umpire went back to the dugout and had to get some extra balls, and he is ready to go. Left-hand batter to start here. Oh, yeah. Got to put our mic out there to you.
Thanks a lot, Doug. I was hoping you'd forget.
I was wondering why it's so quiet. And it's like, we got it.
I don't think they're going to be saying too much.
No. Yeah, first pitch is a ball, 1-0 to Bailey Slack, and we're underway. And Jasinski ready. And the 1-0 pitch outside, it's 2-0. Pitch, foul ball up the third base side, and it's quickly 2-1. Just underway here at Alumni Field. Third and final day of the leadoff classic. So far, Cubettes have won all four of their games in the tournament. And start of the year 5-0 on the season. Pitch up and in a ball, it's 3-1. And one of the things we're keeping an eye on is because we got an almost 20-mile-an-hour wind out there as to how that's going to affect not only the pitching, but anything that's hitting the air. And three balls and a strike. Next pitch from Jasinski. Slow roller foul up the third base side, and that'll make it 3-2.
Now let's go. Do your pitch right here, kid.
Slack trying to get aboard here to lead things off for Liberty.
We charge 5 cents a napkin down here.
And next pitch coming. And shot to third. Beckendorf up with it. Throws to first. And gets the out.
Tell you what, Annie's picking up right where she left off yesterday. Making really nice plays.
She certainly has. And now that'll bring up Kylie Bishop, shortstop for Liberty. Liberty in the gold uniforms. And it looks like, oh, they do have some pinstripes mixed in there.
They do have some pinstripes, yes.
And up and in, and that's a ball.
Quality program there at Liberty, Doug. We listened to Coach Roberts prior to the game. Made back-to-back trips to the state tournament.
Yeah, that one foul away, one ball and one strike. So this will be a good test for the Cubettes this afternoon. Kind of see where they're at. And next pitch from Gusinski. Outside, and it's 2-1.
The only plus about playing under these conditions is the opportunity may take place when they will have to play a game that counts.
Yep. And that one foul away, maybe he'll give chase and it's out of play. And that'll hold the count at 2-2.
Let's go, Della!
As you always refer to it, we're in season one.
Yeah.
Dedicated.
Two balls, two strikes. And that one outside, it's 3-2.
Hey, you all right, D? Right here, kid?
And fielder's playing slightly in at the corners.
Hey, let's go, D. Work, kid.
And 3-2. And outside, ball four, and Bishop will draw the one-out walk. And that'll bring up Holly Thomas, the catcher. Yeah, and those, they didn't even put the flags out today.
They would definitely be straight up.
Yeah. And pitch inside a ball, and it's 1-0. One on one out here in the top half of the first inning. We're just underway. And 1-0 from Jasinski. That's a ground ball foul up the third base side, and it's 1-1.
We're going to rotate every. No.
But if you move, then you're moving to your warm spot. Hey, let's go, D!
One ball, one strike. One out here in the first.
Yeah, that's what I told him. I said, I got that radio listening to me right now.
And next pitch, that's fouled away again, and it's 1-2. Thomas was out in front of that one and turned on just a little too much.
Oh, found it.
And that one is going to be out to center.
Oh,
Shield, it went over Shield's head.
Come on, get four.
And that is going to end up a double for Thomas. I think Hallie might have misjudged that one there.
I tell you what happened, Doug. She did what a good outfielder does. Your first step is always back. And then she made two steps in, you know, just misjudged the ball.
And,
that's abnormal of Hallie. Hallie's a very good outfielder.
Oh, yeah. And so that'll bring up the cleanup hitter, Bailey Taylor, the third baseman for Liberty.
Now.
The other thing, that ball was hit on the nose.
Yeah, she absolutely scalded it.
Screamer.
Squares away to bunt, going for the squeeze, fouls it away. Liberty trying to strike first here in the top of the first inning.
Tell you what, Coach trying to show Coach Roberts what she's playing for. She's playing to win.
Yep.
Got her cleanup hitter squeezing. You know?
And that one's going to be sent out to center, backtracking goes Shields. She'll make the grab. And they're going to get one at third. And a double play.
What a way to get a double play.
And let's. The run does score, though.
They did get a barely.
And so that will retire the side. Indiana, one run, one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on. No runners left on. And we go to the bottom of the first. Liberty leads it 1-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Dominant Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 U.S. 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
And back we go to the bottom half of the first inning, and Liberty with a 1-0 lead. It is Brooklyn Taylor out on the mound, or in the circle rather, working to Holly Thomas behind the plate. Right side of the infield, Abby Key at first. Maddie Zeriax at second, left side. Kylie Bishop at short. Bailey Taylor at third. In the outfield, it's Bailey Slack at center. Flanked in right by Abby Vickerson and left by Ashlyn Cordova. And Avery Maurer to lead things off for the Brenham Cubettes.
Hey, let's go, Avery! Do your job, kids!
Go forward!
Now he steps up to the plate. Got the team starting off with a home run last night.
Good eye.
And takes the first pitch for a ball.
If she repeats what she did yesterday in this win,
that's going to be quite the. And that one is
going to be. She got a base hit.
We'll take it. And first base runner aboard for the Cubettes. That'll bring him Hallie Shield.
Let's go, Hal. Do your job.
You bet. Thank you. You're on one
more. Griffin, move your ball.
And then these two with the with Avery and Hallie, the last, well, this is the third season now they've been together, and they've made quite the 1-2 punch at the top of the Cubette lineup.
They are a terrific 1-2 punch.
Swung on a miss, Bauer going, and she is in there with a stolen base.
I know one thing, the catcher got a gun.
Yeah?
That throw was right there. And part of that was a pitch by the pitcher. Just excellent throw there.
And pitch is outside for a ball.
Oh, called strike.
Oh, he did call a strike. Okay. Just a slight delay there.
No, all the blues are delayed.
And Steele sends this one out to left fielder. Foul ball.
Guys, you need gloves that have four pairs.
Sure, I'll take them.
That just gives you an idea of what the wind is doing today. That ball started out in fair territory, and with the wind, got a slight kind of a northeast wind, and it just took it way out into foul territory.
That's no balls, two strikes. And she'll foul this one again up the third base side.
I did not leave it up to him.
Sit on my.
And the 0-2 got ball to short. They're going to go to third, and third baseman lost the ball. And now Maurer's going to get up and come home with the first run of the ball game. And the Cubs are on the board. And Avery Maurer just made the first run of the game, brought to you by Texas Farm Credit. Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And now, wonder when coaches are going out to check on Hallie Shield down there at second base. I didn't see what happened there.
Neither did I.
And,
oh, there's
the
trainer of the year right there.
And the trainer. I'm checking on her. And she's
going to
stay. Trying to show the coaches she's okay. And that'll bring up Kaylin Rodriguez. Oh gosh, now.
You're too much. Like, I need a break from you already.
Can I record your daughter for you?
Yes.
And it's just foul off.
Sorry. I'm here. Someone cowbells here.
It's outdoor sport.
And it is going to be an error. An error that allows the run to score. That one is going to be it's going to be a bunt there by Rodriguez, and they're going to haul that one in and make the tag. But on the play, Shield moves to third, and so the Cubs have got another runner in scoring position. We're playing as a 1-1 tie, bottom of the first inning, and that'll bring up Sarah Mabey.
Doug, did you notice who made that play on Kaylin? The third baseman.
Oh, wow. And maybe it's this one opposite field, and that's going to hit off the pole. And unfortunately, the pole was in foul territory at the time, so it ends up being just a long strike.
And going back to that play on Kaylin Rodriguez, the third baseman came all the way from third base and tagged Kaylin going down the first base line.
Yeah, that's speed there.
That's quick.
No one count on maybe. And takes a strike.
All right, now settle in right here. You don't like it,
Valakid. Let's go, Sarah, baby. Find her the driving kid.
Right
field. And pitch foul tip. Oh, wait a minute. I thought you got in. Shield comes to the first to complete the strikeout, but Shield came home. And so that makes it 2-1, Cubettes. And that's out number two. And so that'll bring up Annie Beckendorf now.
Let's go back.
And Beckendorf takes the first pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. And swung and missed, 1-1. And fouls that one. That hits off the light post as well and bounces off the top of the dugout.
Let's go back.
And it's 1-2 on Beckendorf.
Hey, relax.
We've seen more fouls off the pole this year than we saw all last year together.
And outside of ball, 2-2 on Beckendorf.
Almost.
And Bagnor swings and misses, shoot down on strikes. But in the inning, the Cubettes come back with two runs. On one hit, there was one error, nobody left on. And we go to the top of the second inning, Brenham leading Liberty 2-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sport Friends.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries.
And on we go to the top of the second inning. And it is the Brenham Cubettes leading Liberty 2-1. The Abby Vickers, Abby Key, and Brooklyn Taylor to bat here against Della Jasinski. And
am I seeing right now?
Kylie Baker.
Kylie Baker's at first base.
Okay.
I'm sitting right there at 85. Now the next one I
get about. So, position change there for the Cubettes. Looks like everybody else is normal spot. And first pitch is swung on. That's a fly ball deep to left. Maybe makes the grab. And that's one away.
Any other day, that one's gone.
Yeah. The wind holding it up. Next pitch, ground ball to third. Beckendorf up with it, throws on to Baker. That's quickly two away.
Hands go D right here, kid.
Oh, I think that is actually Kaylin Rodriguez out in center field now. She went from first base to center field. So
that is it. You are correct.
I just happened to catch it. She turned her back, and I saw the 2-0 out there. So apparently they have pulled Allie Shield from the game.
Allie Shield. That is probably a good precautionary move with the weather cold.
Yeah. So, and still another game to go today.
Yeah, and another game to go.
And 1-0 count on Taylor. Taylor fouls that one away, and it's 1-1.
You know, I never even thought about looking to the outfield.
Me neither.
So we got Kaylin in center.
And Kaylee in right.
And Baker at first.
Yeah. And ground ball to short. And Maurer up with the fires across to Baker, and Baker couldn't dig it out.
Are you okay, Kaylee?
And so Taylor will reach.
And there is a courtesy runner. The umpire knows, but we don't.
Yeah.
Ready, Adela?
And we'll be in E3. And that one slipped in the hole there.
You're going to say base hit?
Yeah.
Or are you going to wait on the official?
Wait on the official scoring here on the...
I don't feel as though they would
have They did give that a single. Infield single there for Zeriax. Now that'll bring up Marina Bourgeois. So two outs, two runners aboard here for Liberty. And pitch is a strike. And in there for a strike, 0-2. And now Jasinski, one more strike to get out of this inning.
You ought to bet her mother or dad doesn't know how to make good gumbo. Maybe even boil some crawfish.
Yeah. And the 0-2, and that is going to be a base hit into right field. Rodriguez up with it, throws it into Baker, and it's going to be an RBI single for Bourgeois. And make it 2-2. We're all tied up here in the top of the second. And that brings us back to the top of the Liberty batting order with the leadoff hitter, Bailey Slack. Runners at the corners and two outs.
Find a way to get out of this inning now.
And pitch is a strike call.
That's a good pitch there by Della, knee high on that outside corner. Tough pitch to hit.
An outside pro ball.
I'm going to blanket contribute.
One ball and one strike.
Yeah, Riley killed it.
And they spilled you all over that part of the
very cold. Okay, I'm
going to
talk with
you.
Thank you.
And next pitch. That is going to be on the third. Beckendorf throws across the first. And that will tie the side. In the inning, though, Liberty does tie it with one run on two hits. There was one error and two left on. And we go to the bottom of the second inning. We're all tied up at two apiece. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric. Servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
All right, and back we get to go here to the bottom half of the second inning. And we're all tied up. It is Liberty with two, Brenham with two. And it's going to be Kaylee Rodriguez, followed by Kylie Baker, and then Stella Landry. And the first pitch to Kaylee Rodriguez is a strike call, and it's 0-1. Next pitch coming, swung out and missed, and it's 0-2. Oh. And next delivery up high, it's a 1-2. Rodriguez trying to get something started here for the Cubettes in the second inning of work. Brooklyn Taylor out in the circle. And that's strike three called, and Rodriguez down on strikes. That's now three straight strikeouts for Taylor. And that'll bring up Kylie Baker. And that one foul back, and it's 0-1. And next pitch outside for a ball. One ball, one strike, one out. Game one of our doubleheader today. And next pitch in there for a strike. And it's 1-2. And that one's going to be sent out to right center. And over there is the center fielder Slack making the grab for out number two. And now that'll bring up Stella Landry, the catcher. And that'll bring up Landry stepping in here. Next pitch from Taylor. Up high for a ball. And next pitch up high. And it's quickly here 2-0. Oh, no, he called a strike on that. One ball and one strike. And a pie 2-1. And that one foul away. Two balls, two strikes. And strike three called, and Landry caught looking. That'll retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We'll move on to the third inning. And we're all tied up at two apiece with Brenham and Liberty back after we hear 60 seconds from our from the sports friends.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great-tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Yeah. Okay, we're okay. Yep. And we go to the top half of the third inning, and it is going to be Kylie Bishop, Holly Thomas, and Bailey Taylor. Doug Brown and Tommy Langer with you from Alumni Field. As we're here with day three of the leadoff classic, and Bella Dusinski next pitch, outside of ball, and it's 1-0. Bishop walked and scored the first run of the ball game for Liberty. And pitches up high for a ball. Yeah, we just got an update on Hallie Sheila. Aggravated a knee injury that she had back during basketball season. And they're just, as a precaution, going to have her sit out the rest of the game.
Good idea.
And pitches outside for a ball. It's 2-0.
Pretty good engineer with a marketing degree, right, Doug?
Yep. And it looks like Caleb Rodriguez is back at first. Now I guess we'll have to see who's in center now.
Is that maybe Kenley?
Or is that Holmes? Maybe.
What?
What? Oh, but
stay here. I already wore them.
Move.
Well, I'll just get right here and then
scoot up. Okay. And Kylie Baker now playing second base. And is that maybe Teeman out there in center?
Let's go, D!
As it's a two-ball, two-strike. We'll figure it out.
We're going to get it figured out. She looks tall for McKenzie, though.
Yeah, that might. And down foul ball, or is there it is? Oh, yeah, Hallie is back out there now. Okay. So he has re-entered the game. And no, that is Teeman at second. Okay, we were wrong on that. Okay, so the original starting lineup back in now. Yes. And this one is going to be a flare out to right, and that's going to drop in, and that's going to be extra bases for Bishop. She's going to end up at third base with a triple. That was just perfect placement there. She gave it the try, and it dropped in and got all the way to the fence. And Bishop, speeding around the base paths, was able to get three out of that one. And now that'll bring up Holly Thomas, the catcher, with a chance to put Liberty in front. And this one's going to be sent out to left field, maybe in Shield, and it's going to drop in. And it's going to be a double, and it's a back-to-back extra base hits. And made it 3-2 now in favor of Liberty.
So they did, so let's go. But nobody's moving.
And I'm bringing Bailey Taylor now.
Yeah. Nobody's moving, though. Okay.
That wind definitely is a factor.
Yeah, it's definitely giving the fielders some fits.
Let's go, girls. Pick her up.
I'm good. Really? I can't reach it.
Yeah, that one's going to be sent out the center. And that one's going to go all the way to the wall. And run is in, and they're going to get the runner at third. It's going to be a double, and then a 7-5 put.
Girl, please, they're too cold. They can't hang with us.
Kind of makes you wonder if they're starting to pick on her, and then know she was shaking up a little bit in the previous inning. Kind of wonder if they're picking on her.
Okay, that was Taylor, correct?
Yes. Yeah, first pitch is a ball to Vickers. It's now 4-2, Liberty. We're in the top of the third. And still nobody out.
Last two doubles, both definitely factors of the win today.
Absolutely.
Tell you what, that young lady hit the ball a long way in this win.
Yeah. And that's a strike call, 2-1. And down low ball.
You know what cheer they're doing?
And that's 3-1 now on Vickers.
Let's go, D!
Dasinski ready. A 3-1 delivery. And that's inside ball four and a walk to Vickers.
Yes, we're on the bottom of the hill, but also at the same thing.
So one on, one out. Two runs are already in here for Liberty, and they're looking for more. Leading at 4-2 here in the third.
At the bottom of the hill, actually, you know, so you walk
down. And down low for a ball. It's 1-0.
You got this, D. Let's go, defense. Work behind your pitcher.
1-0 pitch. Foul away. And one ball and one strike.
Got one of them.
This one is a pop-up band foul back in the screen. One ball, two strikes. Comets need an out here in the worst way.
A lengthy inning for Della also.
Not like a special fit.
Yeah. Oh, pretty pitch, Della!
Yeah. Kind of surprised we didn't get a strike on that one.
It had to be low.
Yeah, 2-2. That'd be the only thing I could think of. And a pie, and that is...
No, he called.
Oh, he did call strike. Okay.
Go, Comets.
You know, I wish he'd be a little quicker on the draw there. And so it's two down on the in the inning. That'll bring up Brooklyn Taylor, the pitcher now.
Is that her first strikeout?
Yes. And a pie for a ball.
Good when the wind's not blowing. Oh, it's not good.
It's just
and that one's going to be a ground ball to second, teaming up with it. Throws to first and gets the out to retire the side. In the inning, there were two runs on three hits, no errors, and one runner left on, or no, two runners. No one runner left on base, and we go to the bottom of the third. And Liberty leads it 4-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stega Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
And on we go to the bottom of the third inning, and for the Cubettes, it'll be Mackenzie Thiemann, Avery Maurer, and Hallie Scheel. Cubettes trailing it here 4-2. So far, Liberty, one run in the first, one in the second, and two in the third. And Thiemann sends this one down the line, and umpire says foul.
Coach down there.
Yeah, Coach Van
Hook. Trying to make the play, the call.
Yeah.
Little influential there.
Yeah.
Doug, you notice our spotter next door to us?
Yeah.
Eating Doc's favorite food.
What?
Skittles.
Ah! And the next pitch is taken for a ball. It's 1-1 on Thiemann. Pitch foul away, one ball and two strikes.
Okay. Hey, go with it.
Up high at 2-2 on Thiemann.
I feel like he would. I would
try. Good eye, kid.
Let's go nine.
And up high. And it's ball three. 3-2. Full count now. Team trying to get aboard. Get something going here for the Cubettes.
Let's go, Mac. Do your job.
3-2, a little check swing. First baseman picks it, and I'll step on the bag for out number one.
Let's go, AG!
And now Avery Maurer to the plate. Maurer singles, stole second, and would later score in the bottom half of the first inning.
No.
And takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0.
Let's go, AG!
And that one's in there for a strike.
Yeah.
A bow.
A bow? I'm tired.
No, don't do that. Try to go.
And that one foul over to the right side, and it's out of play. One ball and two strikes. Cubettes, by the way, dressed out in the black road uniforms tonight, or this afternoon, rather. And strike three called. Maurer caught looking for out number two, and that'll bring up Hallie Scheel.
You made the call before Blue did. I know he's cold, but.
And that one's going to be popped up. Third baseman over, and we'll haul it in for out number three. And so in the inning, the Cubettes go three up and three down. And we play through three. Liberty leading Brenham 4-2. Back at we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's Doggy Resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Thrivin Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Aschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental. Offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
And as we come back to action here, we've got a pitching change. And it's Heidi Busker coming on to pitch for Della Dusinski. And this pitching change brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, and business. Give them a call at 836-3613. To get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life, that's 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance. And it'll be Maddie Zeriax leading things off for Liberty here in the top of the fourth inning. Liberty leading 4-2. And first pitch, it's a fastball inside, 1-0. And that one's going to be in the hole at short. Maurer up with it and throws on to first, getting the out. And that'll bring up the designated player, Marina Bourgeois. Bourgeois had an RBI single back in the second inning.
Good pitch, Heidi.
And a pie for a ball.
Hey, help her out back there.
And swung and missed. One ball and one strike.
Good, Heidi.
Change up in there for a strike. And that one outside, two balls and two strikes.
Me? No.
Heidi.
Cubettes trailing 4-2 here. Trying to keep. Be nice for a quick 1-2-3 and a ground ball to third. Beckendorf fires across and gets the out. And that'll bring us back to the top of the Liberty batting order with Bailey Slack, the center fielder. And she is 0-2 so far.
A lot of the fans are getting large hot chocolates today.
Yeah. In there for a strike. And 0-1 count. That one, another one foul off the pole.
Heidi,
No balls, two strikes. And that one foul up the third base side, and that will hold the count at 0-2.
She's like, oh my God, that was dumb.
Yeah, she's like, instinct.
Yeah, Heidi!
Come on, babe!
And that one will dribble to first, and Rodriguez will step on the bag and retire the side. And so, for the first time this afternoon for the Cubs, we had a three-up and three-down inning. Three-up and three-down, what a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They make banking fun. Member FDIC. We're halfway through this one, and it's Liberty leading Brenham 4-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
And we are heading to the bottom of the fourth inning, and it's time now for the Whataburger Recap. And the Whataburger Recap brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and ketchup available. And adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Whataburger is perfect at all hours of the day, 24/7. And we start the recap and went back into the first inning. At top of the first for Liberty, Kylie Bishop walked. And then Holly Thomas followed with a double. And then on a double play, Bishop was able to score before that second out was made. Or before the third out was made. That made it 1-0. And ground ball by Rodriguez. And that's out from 4-3. Brenham would come back. Avery Maurer with a leadoff single, still second, and then scored on an error. And then on a bunt by Kaylin Rodriguez, Hallie Scheel was able to come in and made it 2-1, Brenham. But then it would be Liberty tacking on one run in the second inning and two runs in the third inning. And that is where we stand right now, 4-2. In the bottom half of the fourth inning, that is your Rattler recap, or excuse me, your Whataburger recap. And now it's going to be Sarah Mabee batting here for the Cubettes. Swung out and missed. And that one up high for a ball, 1-2. And swung and missed. And she is down on strikes. And that's two quick outs now. And that'll bring up Annie Beckendorf. And takes the first pitch for a strike. Next pitch. And going to peel to the first base umpire. Says no swing, and so it's 1-1. Up high, and it's 2-1. And back and door pitches one high fly ball and looking foul. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. And outside for a ball, 3-2. Now full count on Beckendorf. And then the pie ball, 4-4. Beckendorf takes the walk. And now they'll bring up Kaylee Rodriguez.
It's Taylor's first walk.
Yeah.
They're not exotic, just so you know.
And Rodriguez swings and misses 0-1. And strike call runner going, and throw's going to get out to center field, but not far enough for Beckendorf to go any further, but it's still a stolen base. Time is called left a long lead. Two, our score. Liberty leading the Cubettes. Cubettes trying to battle back here. And foul tip off the bat of Rodriguez. Rodriguez, of course, had one of the big hits yesterday. He had a home run in the first game against Santa Fe. And swings and misses. She's down on strikes, and that'll retire the side. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on. We got four innings in the books, and it is Liberty leading Brenham 4-2. Back with inning number five after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, financial advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West, Brenham. 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
And now we go to the top half of the fifth inning, and it is going to be Kylie Bishop, Holly Thomas, and Bailey Taylor to bat here against Heidi Busker. Cubettes trailing 4-2. Busker came on, pitched a scoreless fourth inning, and now trying to duplicate that here in the fifth.
Bishop with a triple her last at bat.
Yeah. And also a walk. She scored two runs. And that one is going to be in the left field. Maybe over to cut it off and hold her to a long single. And Bishop has been on base all three times in the game.
Keeping her day perfect.
Yep. And now that'll bring up Holly Thomas, the catcher, who's 2-for-2 with a pair of doubles, an RBI, and a run scored.
Mm-hmm.
swung on and missed 0-1.
That high fastball was a little tempting.
Yep. And outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. And that one foul back behind us. And that one fouled away. One and two. Thomas trying not to give in here. And she's going to pop this one. Then it's going to go foul out into the stands. And that's one and two. A pie ball, and it's 2-2.
All right, Heidi.
Two balls, two strikes. Still nobody out here. Runner at first. And that one is going to be a little flare out into right, and that's going to drop past Kaylee Rodriguez and go into the corner. And Bishop around third. She's going to score, and it is going to be a triple for Thomas. And that'll make it, as we said, 5-2. And it looks like they're going to get a runner for Taylor. As Abby Vickers comes to the plate. And so we got a pin. Let's see. Well, that is Taylor in there. And she fouls that one off. Runner at third. Nobody out here. Run is in. And it seemed to be some confusion on the signs out there. And that was going to be hit at the center. Backtracking O'Shiel. And, well, they're going to say she didn't have possession. They're going to say she dropped it. I thought she had long enough. I thought she had possession, was switching from the glove hand to the to her throwing hand when she dropped it. So that'll be an E8. And another run is in to make it 6-2 Liberty. And now they'll bring up Abby Vickers. There's still nobody out here in this inning. Pitch is fouled away. Down low ball. One ball, one strike. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth.
And this, in these conditions, you just got to make adjustments.
Yep.
Nice pitch.
And that one down low.
Get a little bit better angle, Doug. Did it look that low?
That's hard to tell. And that one take up our ball. It's 2-1 now on Vickers. Vickers over one in the game thus far with a fly ball out to left field, and then Walker last time up. And that one, a ground ball to short. Maurer looks the runner back. Throw to first. It's in the dirt. And that's going to allow the runners to be safe. And since it went in the dugout, that's going to allow Vickers to trot on down to second. And things coming unraveled now, Coach Katie Roberts.
You going to go E6?
Yeah. And to appeal to the umpire, my guess is probably about it, letting her have the extra base.
The runner was already going to third, so that base is hers. I think the right call is at home plate. But
long discussion going on.
Scary thought when you have a meeting of the minds.
Yeah. And very rarely does any good come from it.
All the way over here. So anything I think of is a drop.
See, I was looking over here like I was paying attention to who, where, we were.
They'll talk about it for 10 minutes and still may not get it right. I'm not going to get too rough on them, though, because no. I was an umpire at one time. you get more abuse than anything.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what are we talking about here?
I don't know. I'm completely confused.
So confused.
And they are sending her back to first.
What?
And I should take the run off the board because they makes it 6-2 now.
Now she does get second. So.
Good job.
I was getting ready to say, did we have some kind of interference somewhere?
Oh, no, but yeah, it's...
Well, we take the run off the board.
Yeah, so that makes it 6-2. And it's going to bring up Abby Key to bat now with two runners aboard, second and third. And still nobody out in this inning. That pitch swung on and missed, 0-1. Busker ready, next pitch. He is in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. And that one down the line and foul. Multicano in two. And this one's going to be popped up and teaming over. Makes a grab. Runner coming home. Throw to the plate. And she's going to be safe. And I'm going to... We're going to peel the chicken out. Ah, yeah, they're going to say... Well, wait a minute.
The runner from third. That's,
yeah.
That's the one they were talking about that got the seventh run.
Okay. Well, because he first signaled out, and then he signaled say.
Yeah. The cold's starting to get to everybody.
Yeah. And Taylor batting. She fouls that one away. It's quickly 0-2. And that one down the line and foul off the fenced in area. Run three in here in the top of the fifth. And that one gets away. And another run is going to come in on the wild pitch. Yeah, so that'll make it now 8-2. Yeah, that one foul up the third base side. One ball, two strikes. Still only one out here in the inning. And that one foul again. Next pitch, foul away. One ball, two strikes. Cubs right now, bases are empty. Just get the next two outs, and let's get the bats going in the bottom half of the inning.
Heidi's got the right idea going inside.
And pitches foul back. One and two.
Taylor hanging tight.
Oh, come on. There you go.
Good change up there.
And that is out number two.
It's
Yeah, let's grab a pinch hitter here. Unfortunately, though, with them having the extra jackets on while they're batting, or whatever, or warm gear, whatever that is while they're batting, we can't tell who's who.
I think everybody will understand that they, these young ladies are trying to dress as warm as they possibly can.
Yeah.
I got the white one.
And a pie for a ball. And another one foul back. One ball, one strike. And another outside pitch, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, next pitch. In there for a strike, 2-2. Now one more pitch, get her out of this inning. One got a miss down on strikes, and that'll tie the side in the inning. There were, let's see, 4 runs on 2 hits, 2 errors, and 1 left on. And we go to the bottom of the 5th inning. It'll be home run inning time. Cubs trailing here 8-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkywelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions. Changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small-town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Buckeye Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue, home run inning. Wherever Cubhead hits a home run this inning, you win a, you get $40 worth of gasoline. They hit a double or triple. It's a rack of ribs. Kylie Baker coming to the plate, and who's Kylie going to be hitting for?
Melanie Warshak.
All right, Melanie, you are first up. And pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1. Cavett's trailing at 8-2. Need to get some runs on the board. And Baker pops this one. This is going to go foul. No balls, 2 strikes. And next pitch, Baker swings and misses. She's down on strikes for out number 1. And that's one away here. That'll bring up Stella Landry. And who's Stella going to hit for?
Lynn Pieper.
All right, Lynn, you are next up.
Hey, something hard somewhere right here.
Pitch inside for a ball. And Landry Grandpa to third base. And going to fire across for out number two. And that'll bring up Mackenzie Tiemann. And Mackenzie's going to be hitting for?
Ray Meyer.
Ray, you are next up. See if we can get you some gas or some ribs. And, of course, don't forget Buccaneer Food Store, your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, and original meat and fruit galaches. And the first pitch to Tiemann is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. And, of course, don't forget to visit Nathan's Barbecue inside for lunch specials daily. Get barbecue ribs, pork, brisket, side orders. Get stuffed baked potatoes with your choice of toppings. And don't forget that first Sunday of every month, turkey and dressing over there. And
glad you brought that one up. Yeah. That is a big favorite.
Absolutely. And Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham, where their motto is...
Ain't no fib about our rib.
Absolutely. And pitches strike call 1-2. And we thank the good folks at Nathan's and Buccaneer for sponsoring the home run inning again. And swung on a miss, down on strikes goes team, and then that will retire the side. So no winner this time around. We do have another game coming, and so our second game today, we'll bump it up to $50. So keep listening for your chance to win. And we've got five innings down, and it is 8-2. Liberty leading the Cubettes back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Commercial and Residential Plumbing Supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available. 319 South Austin.
Fosky's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center, quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services. Baker's Ag Service.
And as we come back to action here, it looks like we're going to have a couple of changes in the outfield as Kenley Yankoviak going up to center field and Nevaeh Holmes is going to come in and play right field. So Yankoviak and Holmes in the game. And Liberty leading this one 8-2. Doug Brown and Tommy Langan with you on this Saturday afternoon. And Marina Bourgeois to bat here to lead off the inning for Liberty. She'll be followed by Bailey Slack and then Kylie Bishop. Yeah, Coach Roberts, as we were talking to her before the game, mentioned that this Liberty team had been to state for the last 2 years in a row, and we can certainly see why.
Very
soft. And the whole Maurer up with it. Fires across and got her. What a play by Avery Maurer. Another one of those web gems.
Nice play, Avery. Yeah.
Or, well, web gem for us. For her, that's just another day at the office.
Yeah, that's it.
And one down. And that'll bring up Bailey Slack. And takes
a little above routine.
Yeah. Strike. Musker in to her third inning of work, and the pitch is taken for a ball. And it's 1-1. that one. Down the line, a shot into the corner. Yeah, Slack digging for two. She's going to be in there with a stand-up double.
That was one that Annie could not get her hands on.
I mean, that was just, it came so fast down that line. And outside for a ball. Outside for a ball, and it's a 2-0 count. Bishop been on base all three times, a walk, a triple, and a single. He's also scored three of their eight runs. And sends this one to left, and that's going to be over Mabee's head, and that's going to be up against the fence. And that's going to be an RBI double for Bishop. That will score Slack to make it 9-2 Liberty.
Pretty good day at the office for Bishop.
Yeah. And then we'll bring up Holly Thomas, is also having a big day. Two doubles, a triple, two RBIs, and two runs scored.
With a chance to add to it.
Yeah. Down low ball, runner fix a break, doesn't go.
Nice stop there by Stella Landry.
Yep.
Holding that runner in second.
And this one's going to be sent a high fly ball. Now we're back in a shallow left field. Makes the grab for out number two. And that'll bring up Bailey Taylor.
Keep working, Heidi. Good job.
And pitch down low for a ball. It's a 1-0 count. Takes a strike. Nice pitch there by Busker. And that one is going to be a base hit, and that's going to scoot past. That's going to go all the way to the fence, and that is going to be a triple for Taylor. And that'll make it 10-2. Scoring is Bishop, and that'll bring up Abby Vickers. Vickers has been on base twice, walked in, reached on an error, also scored a run. And that one is shot to short, and now we're up with it. Throws to first, and the inning is over. But not before they tack on two more runs on three hits. There are no errors, and one run left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It is Liberty 10, Cubettes 2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
affordable toilets. Call 836-0552 for clean, affordable toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellmont Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
And on we go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Cubs trailing it here 10-2. Need some offense in a hurry. Avery Maurer to bat. Maurer 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. Takes the first pitch for a strike. It'll be Maurer, Scheel, and Rodriguez, the top of the Cubs batting order. And Maurer takes the next pitch up high. 1-1. And next pitch up high, it's 2-1. And that one is going to be a base hit. And Maurer 2-for-2, or 2-for-3, rather. And now that'll bring up Ankoviak, who came on in place of Scheel. And then Kowiak waiting on the next pitch, up high for a ball. Swung and a missed, and runner going. And that's going to be throw was offline, and Maurer's in there with her second steal of the game. That'll put her in a scoring position now. And pitch is a strike call. It's 1-2.
Hey, win it, kid!
And then Kowiak sends this one a high fly ball to center. Center fielder and right fielder going chase. Right fielder takes the charge. And that's out number one. And that's going to bring up Kalen Rodriguez.
Give the listeners an idea. That was hit almost straight to dead center, and in the right fielder ended up making the play. So,
yeah, as we said, we're dealing with about a 20-mile-an-hour wind outside. And it's played havoc with the fielders all day. As Rodriguez foul tips the first pitch, and it's 0-1. Rodriguez 0-for-1 with a sack bunt. Next pitch, and that one is going to be sent down the line and hooking foul. And that one actually started
down the line.
Down the line and ended up in the bullpen area.
In the bullpen is exactly
yeah.
Good call. Great call.
And so 0-2.
And it's not getting any warmer.
No. And that one fouled over once again toward that one. It's the top of the cage over the bullpen down the line. And the 0-2, Rodriguez swings and misses. She's down on strikes. And that'll bring up Sarah, maybe. Maybe 0 for 2 with two punch outs. Now we're at second, two down here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And maybe sends this one hooking down the line, fair ball! And maybe is going to end up at second. Maurer's going to score. Maybe digging for three. And she'll be in there with a stand-up triple. And that'll make it 10-3. And we finally have a candidate for Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game.
I'm sweating it, you know. I'm sweating it. Great call.
And so now Andy Beckendorf to bat. And pitch to Beckendorf, going to pop this one up. And okay. That was heading for second and ends up hitting on the fence.
That's it.
Oh, my God. This wind is just absolutely something else today. And a pie for a ball. 1-1 on Beckendorf. She struck out her first time up, walked her second time up.
Right out of bat.
And that one, a little high, taken for a strike. It's 1-2. And Nevaeh Holmes waiting on deck, hoping to get a chance to bat here in this inning. And bounced up there and hit her. And so Beckendorf will take the trot down to first, and Nevaeh Holmes will get an opportunity to hit here. Bottom of the sixth inning, Liberty with a 10-3 lead over the Cubettes. Here in game number one, still to come, our Cubettes are going to be taking on Danbury. Yeah, a little behind schedule on that one as we pass the time limit on this. So this should be the last half inning. Swung out and missed. And it's no one count on Holmes.
We've seen Nevaeh run the base pass. Now we'll see what she can do with the bat.
And the 0-1 swung out and missed 0-2.
We got a dead dugout.
And that one, strike three called. And that, we're going to check to see if that should be the ball game.
Good job. I don't care what they say. That was a
win. And yes, that is going to be the end of the ball game. And so our final score here in game number one, it's Liberty winning it 10-3 over the Brenham Cubettes. And this broadcast of Brenham Cubettes softball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Post-game show made possible by Woodman Life, John Breen with State Farm Memorial, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Holy Real Estate, Washington County Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hyundai of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, and the Bank of Brenham. We'll be back with the postgame show after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball, softball season.
The team at Hyundai of Brenham is ready to help you in choosing your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is well-stocked to please a wide array of driving lifestyles. Their team will address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. Whether in sales, financing, service, and parts, Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Check out their selection of vehicles at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blind Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball and softball season.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Muehlbrand, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
All right, back we go here as we welcome you to the postgame show. And rough outing for the Cubettes here in game number one as they fall to Liberty 10-3. But credit where credit is due, Liberty, a really good softball team, and they were able to take advantage. Of course, the wind absolutely playing havoc with the fielders out there today, Tommy.
Oh, no doubt about it, Doug. And what you got to do, Liberty did just a little bit better job of, playing, with that wind today. There were some plays that the Cubettes on an ordinary day would have probably made, but you got to make adjustments in this wind when you got a wind such as this.
Yeah, it certainly is, and. Yeah, the Cubettes the hitting kind of still struggled a little bit. They only got three hits in the game, and two of them came in that last inning. And so that's something you don't want to – you want to see the hitting. While the pitching has been pretty good overall, they need to get the hitting going.
No, the hitting is definitely going to have to pick up. My only defense for that is early in the year, the early part of the year, the pitch normally does dominate.
Yeah.
And hopefully as the weather warms up a little bit, the hitting will pick up for these Cubette softball team.
Exactly. And we're going to take a break. And we come back, we'll name our John Breeden star of the game as well as our Hyundai at Brenham drive of the game after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Introducing new boneless Wada Wings from Whataburger, tossed in honey butter, honey barbecue, sweet and spicy, or buffalo. Now, we know there are some people who are going to say these premium chicken tender bites are not real wings. And to that we say, so what? It's okay to be deliciously incorrect. Butterflies aren't made of butter, French fries are not from France, and your daddy's famous pork butt, not actually butt. New boneless Wada Wings. Delicious? Yes. Correct? Who cares?
Wada Wings. Wada Wings. Wada Wings.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at DDMBuildings.com.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank with Texas Farm Credit in Brenham. If you're thinking about buying property or even a new home, our team at Texas Farm Credit can help you finance it. Texas Farm Credit is an agricultural lending cooperative that's been helping Texans grow for more than 100 years. We share our earnings with our members through our cash back patronage program. The more we earn, the more we return. Let us tailor a financing package just for you. We offer competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Come see us at 1301 Highway 290 East or online at TexasFarmCredit.com/Brenham.
And back we go here as we continue with the post game. And for the Cubettes, our star of the game, well, this one was a little tough to figure out, but because when you lose 10-3, it's hard.
Yeah. But, well, but you know, it made it a little bit easier there.
Yeah.
In the sixth inning,
One lady getting it done with the bat and also with the glove too.
Oh, no doubt about it. There's a young lady. She went 2-for-3, had 2 stolen bases, scored a couple of runs, two of the Brenham runs today. And as you said, Doug had another outstanding game defensively. Avery Maurer. Our John Breeden star of the game.
And the star of the game sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day Street in Brenham. For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, it's insurance you can trust. And now for our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game. This one didn't come until the last inning either.
Boy, I'm telling you, it was really, really tough. And it was more or less leaning toward Avery for the whole ball of wax today, but Sarah maybe came up with a big triple there in that sixth inning to make it a little bit more simple for us to get a drive of the game. Sarah maybe our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game.
And drive off in a brand new vehicle today. The team at Hyundai of Brenham offers a great lineup of vehicles plus finance options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Back with the final wrap-up of game number one of our doubleheader after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Start the year off right with a New Holland utility tractor from WC Tractor in Brenham, and warm up with preseason savings. Get 0% deals or cash back offers on PowerStar T5, Workmaster Utility, and T6 models. These powerful, comfortable tractors deliver from 40 to 126 PTO horsepower and capably handle nearly any job you throw at them, from loading to haymaking. Warm up with preseason savings now at WC Tractor in Brenham. Offer ends March 31st. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
All right, well, that'll conclude our broadcast for the first game of the day. We've still got another one coming up, but in the meantime, we're going to send you back to the studios and hear some music, and as soon as we're ready to go with our second game of the day, we'll jump back into programming and bring that one to you. But in the meantime, Doug and Tommy out of the ballpark, and returning you now to send you back to the studios, and we'll get back with you shortly.